Some of the economic policy under discussion these days sounds more like it's out of the big government days of Franklin Delano Roosevelt than the get-the-government-off-our-back days of Ronald Reagan. The airlines want a bailout, there's support for a new federal role in airport security. The Treasury Secretary, in the past a devout free marketeer, was all over cable TV this week offering verbal support to the Dow. Is part of this season's paradigm shift a turn away from the idea that less government is clearly better government? Alan Sinai is chief global economist and president of Decision Economics Incorporated. Alan Sinai, what do you think? Are we at a turning point for how we view the national economy?
Well, we are. I think we're going to return to thinking that to get out of a recession, however it's caused, a combination of lower interest rates and fiscal stimulus is the way to go. And that is a return to pre-big deficit thinking. There's nothing wrong with that thinking. It's solid economics for the particular times that we have.
When you say fiscal stimulus, time for another tax cut?
Yes, could be. Remember, the first tax cut this year was $40 billion for year 2001, and next year on the order of about $70 billion. We're in a $10 trillion economy, so these are actually very small tax cuts. On the spending side, what we're looking at right now is $40 billion extra signed off in Washington for rebuilding and the like, and some unknown amount of money that Washington is going to put up to get the airlines out of their difficulty, and that is still, in the size economy we have, not really profligate kind of government spending. It's perfectly okay under the circumstances of recession.
The bailout for the airlines industry seems to be, at least in theory, the bitterest pill for a contemporary Republican administration to swallow. Why the airlines? Why not also bail out the New York hotels, for example?
Well, we have a very good point, and there's an insurance aspect here for the airlines that is not healthy in terms of not running an efficient operation and then turning to the government for help. And so I'm not sure this bailout is all that straightforward, nor the monies the airlines are asking for will necessarily be forthcoming. For the airlines to turn so quickly from making money to huge losses, under any circumstances, here the combination of weakness in the economy and what this terrorist attack is doing to them. I don't think this one will be so easy for the Republican Congress or administration to belly up to the bar for.
You're scheduled to talk tomorrow on an economic recovery plan with members of the House Ways and Means Committee in Washington, and I wonder, how will you tell them, how will you balance the desirability of a fiscal stimulus with what has been, at least until a week and a half ago, the near universal belief that we ought to run big surpluses in order to maintain Social Security and Medicare?
The surpluses, to a large extent, came from a very booming and prosperous economy. They're cyclical. It is not always wise to run big surpluses for any reason, and we now do have a U.S. and probably global recession on our hands, and that requires stimulative medicine. Monetary policy is not enough this time around because of the nature of this downturn, and so we have to dip into the surplus to deal with it. Thank God we have the surplus. If, you know, our society wants to lock that box, then that's a political override, but as far as economic policy goes, there is no boundary.
Alan Sinai, thank you very much for talking with us today. Economist Alan Sinai, who is president of Decision Economics Incorporated.